Track 4, continuing with the news stories. Traffic chaos as gas works start. That sounds a familiar story, doesn't it? This time it's drivers in Bubby Tracy who are dealing with traffic chaos due to roadworks. Motorists have described problems getting around the town this week as workers started to upgrade the gas network. Work by Wales and West Utilities began on Monday, but the road closures already caused delays for drivers. One said, "It's chaos in Bubby. I would avoid it completely, or park up and walk." The upgrade work is due to take up to 2 months. Wales and West says it has liaised with Devon County Council Highways to plan the work, which started in Station Road this week. It's hoped, barring any engineering difficulties, it will finish in October. Traffic management is in place, including a road closure on Station Road between the junctions of Brook Close and Monk's Way, and from Lower Down Pottery to the fire station, and these will continue until October the 4th. The work will be going on during the Bubby Festival. Wales and West says it's worked closely with organisers and will ensure access to car parks will be available. During the festival, free car parking will be available for visitors in the town centre in Mill Marsh Park via St John's Lane. Access will also be maintained to the car park from Monk's Way and from the car park to the festival by pavement and through Mill Marsh Park itself. Wales and West Utilities' Roxanne Whittaker, who's managing the work, said, "We know that working in areas like this is not ideal, but it really is essential to make sure we keep the gas flowing to homes and businesses in the area and to make sure the gas network is fit for the future. We'll have a team of engineers on site throughout the project to make sure our work is completed as safely and as quickly as possible while keeping disruption to a minimum."
Sofa tour to make council more accessible. The centre of Newton Abbot will have a comfier feel today with the addition of a snug sofa. The homely street furniture will enable anyone, from armchair critics to passers-by, to take a seat and chat to council staff and advice specialists on a range of issues. The brainchild of Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services, the SOFA initiative responds to research by Teignbridge District Council, which showed that many residents found it difficult to contact them. Teignbridge CVS hopes the SOFA, where no appointment is necessary, will help people who might not have the time to seek help in the conventional way. Residents will be able to grab a seat and access information and advice on issues such as benefits, housing and council services. After its debut in Newton Abbot, the SOFA will tour high streets and market squares around Teignbridge to enable passers-by to take a seat and chat with staff from Teignbridge District Council and staff from Citizens Advice with any questions and concerns. We are excited to launch this community focus project with the council and other partners, providing a much needed advisory service for Teignbridge residents, said Teignbridge CVS Chief Executive Susan Rowe. We challenged ourselves to come up with a fun but practicable solution that would enable council officers to get out into the community where they could listen to and answer their customers' questions, she added.
Inquiry into outburst that halted meeting. An investigation is underway into how a key council meeting was halted after a four-letter outburst from a councillor. July's meeting of the full Teignbridge Council was suspended after the incident, which came during questions about leisure changing facilities. Three members of the public asked about the way Sports Centre treated trans people, and Council Chairman, Councillor Rosie Dawson, Lib Dem Dawlish North East, stepped in to stop the speakers from making statements in addition to their questions. Councillor Liam Malone, South Devon Alliance, accused her of behaving like a teacher or the police, using four-letter words as he did so. Councillor Malone, who told the meeting he lived with Tourette syndrome, then walked out of the chamber. South Devon Alliance group leader, Councillor Richard Dawes, Ambrook, warned cutting short public questions would be censorship and a breach of freedom of expression. Writing on social media later, the South Devon Alliance said there had been a very worrying failings on the council's part. In a statement, a Teignbridge Council spokesman said the authority had received a number of complaints which it was investigating. They added, "We have also arranged to meet group leaders to discuss behaviours in the chamber. We are working with the Centre for Governance and Scrutiny and the Local Government Association to strengthen the constitution, members' conduct and the way meetings are run. Much has been done already to tackle some of the issues raised in the corporate peer review carried out at the end of last year, and this continues to be a priority for us."
There's been a library launch for village bookworms. Abbots Kurzweil has a new library, or Abost Kurzweil as it's printed in the paper. All thanks to the efforts of a group of volunteers who were determined to keep the village reading after Devon County Council cut its mobile library service earlier this year. Abbots Kurzweil Community Library, known as AbLib, operates from the Abbots Kurzweil Parish Rooms on Tuesday and Saturday mornings. The stock of books, puzzles and even the bookshelves have all come from villagers' donations. A group of volunteers has categorised all the books and they now operate a rota to staff in the library. "There are no rules and regulations. We just ask for a donation if you want to keep the book, or you can just take what you want and bring it back whenever you're ready," said one of the volunteers. "There's no need to sign in or pay any fines." Devon County Council decommissioned its four mobile libraries due to budgetary pressures. The service had cost the council £217,000 a year.
Adult learners cook up a storm. 15 adults with support needs developed essential cooking and budgeting skills earlier this month on a course at Tynmouth Community School. Run by the Crafty Cook CIC, the four sessions covered everything from knife skills and nutrition to menu planning and food budgeting. Participants prepared a breakfast, lunch and a tagine dinner in the school kitchen. They focused on accurate weighing and measuring, experimented with using a range of spices and became experts at controlling the temperature of the hob so nothing got burnt. The learners were excited about how colourful and tasty the food they prepared was and were keen to learn how techniques they could practice at home. One student said, "I really enjoyed learning to cook food that is something else and not cheese toasty." All the participants enjoyed the sessions and felt they had improved their skills and knowledge on how to save money shopping, said the spokesman from Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services.